This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 3rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Russian authorities prosecuted 40 people during the first half of 2020 for, quote, illegal missionary activity, end quote, reports Forum 18. Most of the cases ended in a conviction and a fine, with at least 15 of the cases involving evangelicals. Authorities prosecuted multiple Christians just for, quote, having conversations with passers-by, with the aim of disseminating their beliefs among people of a different religion and involving them in their faith, end quote. Delegates representing the United States, Israel, and the United Arab Emirates met in Abu Dhabi this week to solidify the historic U.S. brokered peace deal between the UAE and the Jewish state earlier this month. Some of the delegates took the historic first nonstop flight from Tel Aviv to Abu Dhabi through Saudi airspace on Monday. On Saturday, the United Arab Emirates president formally ended his country's boycott of Israel. About 90,000 babies in the United Kingdom were murdered in the womb since March after the government allowed women to commit abortions at home by taking two kinds of pills during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, officials are considering permanently legalizing at-home abortions. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, along with 19 other senators, signed a letter on Tuesday calling on the FDA to classify the abortion pill used to end 3.7 million unborn babies' lives as, quote, an imminent hazard to the public health that poses a significant threat of danger, and remove this pill from the U.S. market, end quote. Many House representatives signed the statement, bringing signatures to over 90. The county of Santa Clara, California, is now fining North Valley Baptist Church over $50,000 for daring to meet and sing indoors in violation of coronavirus restrictions. Pastor Jack Treiber called for an end to this harassment of his church, saying they would continue to meet.
We are not closing down this church. I hope you get this message. I don't know what the consequences on your part is going to be. I know America does not want this to happen in her country and at this church.
Psalm 14, verse 4 says, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord?" On Tuesday, President Trump visited Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, an African American, last week, which sparked destructive rioting in the area. The shooting is currently under investigation by state and federal officials. Kenosha's mayor is now seeking $30 million to rebuild property and businesses destroyed by last week's rioting. At one event he was leading in Kenosha, President Trump asked for prayer from pastors who were present.
Pastors, would you like to say a prayer?
Yes, sir.
I'd love to have that because you are so highly thought of in the area. So please, James, share.
Sure. You should pray.
Please.
Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for this time that you've divinely ordained. Father, we ask you to forgive us all where we've strayed from your ways and where we've not acknowledged your word. We ask that you would continue to cause this nation to be one nation under God, that you alone are the one who can make us indivisible. And by being indivisible, there will be liberty and justice for all.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf revealed on Monday that the Department of Justice is investigating the leaders and funders of Black Lives Matter and Antifa in connection with recent rioting and violence. This week, Trump labeled the destructive rioting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as, quote, domestic terrorism, end quote, and called out Black Lives Matter as a, quote, Marxist organization, end quote. James 1, verses 19 and 20 says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Hurricane Laura, a Category 4 storm, hit Louisiana on Tuesday, August 25th, with 150-mile-per-hour sustained winds and a 12 to 21-foot-tall storm surge, leading to the deaths of six people and causing $30 billion worth of damage. 910,000 people lost electricity during the storm. For some, their lights might not come back on for months. Plus, there's no drinkable water available in hard-hit areas. Tune into the Generations Radio broadcast today for my conversation with Todd Taylor, manager of the Samaritan's Purse U.S. Disaster Relief on the ground in Louisiana. A team of 65 volunteers, equipped with four tractor trailers worth of supplies, are already removing down trees, clearing debris, tarping roofs, mudding out flooded homes, and salvaging personal belongings. And they're doing it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Click on generations.org/radio. That's generations.org/radio. Your prayers, volunteer assistance, and financial help are desperately needed. And finally, a study by Arizona Christian University found that people with a biblical worldview are more likely to prefer capitalism over socialism, oppose abortion, hold to a limited view of government, and support conservative fiscal and social policies. Those who reject a biblical worldview were just the opposite, with 98% of them supporting socialism. And the study found that 30% of voting-age Americans consistently embrace conservative views on fiscal, social, and governance matters, while 20% consistently embrace liberal positions. Proverbs 1 verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.